Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to SiteLap, looking ahead to Anaheim 2. I'm your host, David Pingree, joined by Bruce Murata. And this is brought to you by Rock and Turf. If you guys are looking for some artificial grass, concrete work, anything in your local area here in Southern California, these guys are amazing. rockandturflandscape.com. They also have some really cool riding, like changing mats, mats for outside of your rigs. They're all the artificial grass with a nice seam around them, look great. And also by Maxxis, maxxis.com. If you're looking for any kind of light truck tire, side-by-sides, any of that stuff, they've got great stuff. Check those guys out. Back to Anaheim, and listen to this. I don't know if you guys can believe it. It's not going to be a mud race.
Finally.
Finally.
Yes.
The weather right now is showing 72 and sunny next weekend. All week long, it's going to be clear outside of a really heavy storm on Monday, but I think that gives them plenty of time to push that dirt around, lay the track out, let it dry a little bit.
Yep.
I actually like that it's going to have some moisture in it because one thing we do see with the second Anaheim round and third when they used to do three is they run Monster Jam events in the weeks between,
right,
and it really compacts the dirt. Mm-hmm. And so it's always much harder pack when we go back for second and third round. So it will be harder pack, but with all that rain coming in Monday, it should have enough moisture in it. They move it around, and it should be good.
It should be definitely a lot softer than, you know. So
I think we're looking for good dirt. We'll see what happens. Let's get into the 250 preview. This is brought to you by Elevate Motocross. You guys are looking for some coaching. Elevate's a great spot to go, all online. We've got Grant Langston, Ryan Hughes, Jeff Emig, Johnny Campbell, myself, sports psychologists, trainers, mechanics, all kinds of stuff to help you. Check it out. All right, so who can win? That's kind of our starting question. And this one, to me, it's kind of narrowing down. But like I talked earlier, the mud has really, I think, affected the 250 class in a negative way, but maybe made the 450 points chase a little tighter.
Yeah.
But as far as this one goes, I still think we're looking at the same guys that can win. That's RJ Hampshire, Smith, Thrasher, Joe Shimoda, Kitchen. That's probably it. I would have had Voland in there, but he's out with an injury. We wish the best for Max. Bummer that he got hurt. It's just been a unfortunate year. I talked to Mitch a little bit about that, and he goes, I just told him, hey, you're riding great. You're doing everything right. Just let's get through it.
Yep.
It's the same hip that he dislocated last time.
Oh.
So as of this past weekend, there was no word on whether or not it would need surgery. He did have to have surgery to get it reduced and put back in place.
Okay.
But, you know, and I'm no hip dislocation expert in terms of surgical procedures or whatever, but you stretch out all of those tendons, it depending on how long it's out and the mechanism of how it came out and all that changes that. So I think they're still waiting to get some answers. But anyway, we wish him the best. Those are painful from what I hear, and I don't wish that on anybody. So anyway, get well soon, buddy. Anybody I'm missing there? You think could win?
You know, what about Juju?
Well, I had him as who could surprise. And,
okay.
You know, he came out at A1 so strong. Blew me away. I mean, I was expecting him to be good. And he's still I went, wow.
Yeah.
He's really good.
So, yeah. And that's one thing with, like, Juju. What catches my attention is, like, that A1. So, wasn't a mudder race. Because, remember, the last two races we've seen him in have just been complete mudders.
Yeah.
He did really good at sprinting, I feel. Got a good start and was able to sprint. These Triple Crowns are shorter races, but maybe, you know, maybe he wins one of those because it is a longer night where you have to be consistent, you know, where I feel like one of these veterans will kind of be able to capitalize on being consistent more than Juju, but it wouldn't surprise me if he won at least.
Got one of the wins.
Right.
And I guess we should have mentioned going in, this is the first of our Triple Crown races, and I'm torn still about whether or not I like this format. I guess as a fan, it is cool that when you, from the time you plop down and the first gate drops, it's main events.
All
they
night.
Count.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something to me where I like a longer race, so let a Cooper Webb can do his thing. You know, to see a guy find that rhythm and just, like, drive his way to the front at the very end. I don't know, man. It's not traditional, and maybe I'm just too old. I need to go yell at clouds and tell people to get off my lawn. But I'm just not sure if I like it yet. And it does change your tactics. You've got to, obviously, starts are more important than ever.
Yep.
But you have got to sprint. It is an all-out sprint. And I would say, the guys I've talked to about this, they say these are actually more physically taxing than a regular night because you're in and out of that mode three different times, mm-hmm. you know, where normally it's just a heat and that's really short. And then you just focused on one main and it's mm-hmm. like, lay everything out, leave it all on the table for this 20 laps and we're done. Where this one, it's like, it's strategy and it's in and out of it, you know, over and over. So mm-hmm. tough. What do you think of these?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm still on the fence with them as well. I could see a rider not liking them because it's just a lot in one night. You know, like you said, just the physical side of things, the mental side. I think it's harder on teams because instead of dealing and prepping for one main event, it's three main events. Mm. So I think it makes it really difficult on the teams, the riders. But for the fan side of things, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know you kind of already mentioned this, but I'm right there with you on that. I'm just like 50-50. I like watching it because it's exciting to watch them race three main events. But then also there's the downsides where you want that rider that's been leading. He has this bad night. These triple counts can really affect the points. But yeah. It also can benefit riders. This might be the time where this is where RJ can really make up for the points lost these last two rounds.
Sure.
So
can you imagine if one of these mud races was a triple crown? Having to go get the bikes cleaned up and prepped and back.
Oh my gosh.
I think you'd have a lot of DNFs because you couldn't probably change a clutch in that amount of time. And
I mean, I'm wondering if Feld or
would scrap this.
Yeah, that's actually interesting, Ping.
So, all right. Yeah, Juju's my surprise of the night. I think he could come out and he hasn't been anywhere near the front the last 2 weeks. Mud is obviously not his specialty, which I'm not dissing on him. It was never mine either. It's a skill. And I actually wanted to call Aaron this week and just go, how did you get so good in the mud, Plessinger? You know, like, he's so comfortable.
Yeah, but I think it has a lot to do with, you know, his riding style and his body type. You know, long legs. He stands. You know, I think he just, how he grew up racing that off-road, you have to... You know, you have to stand a lot, and just his form on the bike is it's really good. Mm. It's really good. So,
well, he's comfortable, that's for sure. The notes I have is a couple things here. RJ needs points if he wants to get back in this title fight. I think you and I are both kind of on the same page where I would say he's probably the fastest of all of the guys on the gate, but he has some inconsistencies.
Yeah,
he tends to crash, and the one in Frisco was not his fault, but it cost him. Last weekend, making a pass for third, for second. Going for more points, I get it. It was there. He was probably a little faster than Marchbanks, but it cost him. It bit him.
Yeah.
So he needs to make up some points. And then I think the interesting dynamic here will be that Nate Thrasher and Joe Shimoda, they've got nothing to lose. They're really out of this title fight. I mean, it's the odds in Vegas. You know, you could put down $10 on them winning a title, and you'd be a billionaire if they did. But the next best thing you can do is just go win some races. Like Nate Thrasher did exactly what he should have done, is just hang it out and get some wins. And Joe needs the same thing. Yeah. He's got to prove to Honda and himself and everyone else that he can win Supercross races. Because he's not been super impressive indoors. And that kind of unlucky streak has continued.
Yeah, but that also comes back too on like an RJ and a Smith. You know, there's lots of talks like, man, these guys are, you know, they're getting old for this class. So there's a lot of pressure on these guys. You know, I'm pretty positive. This is both those guys' last year on a 250. So they want to come out winning a championship.
You know,
they've been in this class for a while. They don't want to leave this class not winning a championship. So I feel, Ping, that, you know, yes, you got great points on, you know, Joe have nothing to lose and Thrasher have nothing to lose. But at the same time, I feel like RJ and a Smith, they're really gonna step up their game moving forward. Especially RJ. He's like, I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
My top three pick for the TVD class, I got RJ, Kitchen, and Smith in that order.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think those are
pretty solid.
I think that's pretty solid. I kinda kind of going to go back to like the A1 where it was RJ Smith Kitchen. So I'm going to pick the A1 okay. podium on that.
Well, we'll see if something can get in there and mix it up. But those three are kind of looking like they've been the class of the field when it's dry, at least going from A1. Let's go on to the Rock and Turf 450 preview. And I've got Jett, Eli, Webb, and Sexton. I feel like, and probably Anderson, those are kind of our five major players right now. Yeah. And I know I got some heat for not adding rocks into the list last week of people who could win. Look, if it's muddy and rutted, really, really mudded, rutted up, he can. But when has he won a dry Supercross? It's been years and years and years. The last ones he's won are muddy or rutty. And I'm not counting the SMX win. That was a weird hybrid thing that he came back for. So, and Jett let him by. So I don't count that. But just because I don't like him and I don't, doesn't mean I won't give him a fair shake if I think he's contending to win. I just don't think on a dry regular track against those names I just read off, I don't think he wins.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good guys up there right now.
It's crazy deep.
Yeah.
My surprise for this weekend is going to be Aaron Plessinger. There is something that a win does for your confidence, and I know it was mud, but still, when you get your first win, man, it is like this. It's crazy. It's like magic dust.
Yeah.
I had been riding the Cowie track for months and months and months. And after I got my first win, I went out there and turned the fastest lap times I'd ever done the next week.
Wow.
Just
that confidence.
I don't know. Yeah. You just, yeah. All of a sudden you're just larger than life, man. Mm-hmm. You get that belief in yourself that you can't really manufacture anymore. So it has to come from putting in work and getting results. Yeah. And he just got his first win. So I'm really curious. He's been fast. Even at A1, he was really fast. Fourth?
Yeah.
He's been awesome all year. So I'm really, he could be on the podium or racing for a win this weekend. And he is my surprise sleeper pick for this weekend. I know we always talk about these other guys, but watch AP.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to kind of switch that up a little bit, Ping.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Webb for the win. Mm. He's getting a lot of momentum right now. And I feel like, man, I have a feeling he's going to be able to make this happen. So,
well, here's the problem though. We go back to this being a triple crown. And I would tell you that the best starters we have, oh, I know, I just bummed you out. I took the wind out of yourselves. If this was a 20 lap main, I'd probably be like,
yeah,
you got a good point. These are shorter races.
Yep.
So who's your best starters and sprinters? Mm-hmm. Now Ken Roczen's a good starter and sprinter, but Jett.
Yeah.
Jett's typically a great starter in mm-hmm. good conditions. Jorge Prado. Don't think he's going to win, but I bet you he pulls at least two yeah. of these hole shots. You want to bet?
Yeah. I mean,
that sucker can get some starts.
Yeah.
So you got to look at who these guys are that can really get out of the. Even Eli, he's not a great starter sprinter.
Yeah.
So this, but he's consistent, right? So I don't know, man. Sexton, good starter. So this is what I have, just given what it is, and I don't know what I'm talking about. This is my guesses, but I think overall I'm going with Jett, Eli, Sexton. I think Eli gets it done with like consistent 2-3s.
Yeah.
Jett maybe wins a couple, has one bad race, and Sexton again very consistent. That's what I see. Now listen, I feel like an idiot for not putting Webb in there. I know he could totally be. AP could be in there. But if I got to pick three, that's my top three.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do like your top picks right there. I'm going to still keep Webb in that mix. And, you know, now going back, thinking about this Ping, it being a triple crown, I could see Sexton getting those starts and sprinting really well.
Yep.
But also I feel like Webb's going to really push and, work his way up quicker than he normally does in these triple crowns. He knows that he doesn't have time, so he's going to really do what it takes to get up in that those top three spots. So I'm going to go with I'm going to do like a Sexton, Webb, and then Jett.
Okay.
I think Jett's.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
The one thing about Coop is when the track gets character, as mm-hmm. Buddy Antunes likes to say. That's a Johnny Tomac thing. He always says that when a track gets really beat up, it's getting character. That's when Webb starts to shine. I don't know what it is about that guy. He can find other lines or figure it out where some writers struggle to adapt as it changes.
Well, he's like the king of finding traction in areas that are like, man, you'd think him just sneaking on that inside, how do you even get traction? It's like he's just, it's like he's on this like train track all the time, you know?
Yeah, tighter lines, a little bit wider, a little bit inside, finding a way to jump through the whoops or, you know, jump in and then start skimming or whatever. He figures it out.
Yeah.
Better than most. Mm-hmm. And it's impressive. All right. Well, it's going to be a good weekend. Look, we have sunshine. That's
the biggest thing.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's go back to a regular Supercross with normal dirt, normal whoops. Mm-hmm. And excited to see what happens. So I appreciate our sponsors on this. As always, Rock and Turf, Maxxis, Elevate. We appreciate their support. Appreciate you guys watching. And thanks for stopping by for Bruce and myself. See you at Anaheim.